Hello everybody, welcome to session 3, wellbeing session for Guildford Shakespeare Company. I hope this finds you as well as you can be. I don't know about those of you watching, but for me, time feels like a really weird concept at the moment. Sometimes it feels like it's going really quickly, and other times really, really slowly, and other times I just forget what day it is. But it feels like only yesterday I was making week 2 of this video. But here we are again, we're still going, and yeah, I hope you're still going as well, and you are if you're still watching this. So today we're going to start, as we usually do, with the guided visualization check-in. I know, I appreciate it might seem a little boring or repetitive to keep doing this, the same thing every week to begin with, but I personally find it quite a useful way just to take a few moments to see what's actually going on for me, and hopefully it gives you an opportunity to do that as well. So I encourage you to stick with it and to keep looking, but obviously with everything that I'm offering in these videos, there's no pressure, so take from it and do from it what's good for you. But that's going to be the next bit of the video, so if you are going to do that part, then sort of get yourself comfortable in a comfortable sitting position, and we'll move on to that bit.
So here we have the flickering candle, which marks the beginning of us checking in with ourselves today. So I just invite you to sit in a comfortable position and bring your attention to the candle and the flickering flame. Now, if you want, you can lower your eyes or close your eyes to help you focus inwards. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, then just focus on the candle and the flickering flame. So first off, I just invite you to notice your breath. How your breath is today. Maybe taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And just imagining the golden light from the candle traveling through the inside of you, traveling all around your body, not trying to change anything, just noticing. Notice your body on the chair or wherever you're sat. Notice which parts are touching the chair, which parts are touching the floor. Just noticing. And noticing your breath. And with that imaginary ball of light, I just want you to imagine it traveling right up to your head, into your head, your brain area, a place where we might do a lot of thinking, or we might not. But just spending a moment here and noticing, what's your head like today? Is it a busy place? Is it quiet? Are there any pictures, words, colours, or sounds in your head today? Just noticing. Not trying to change anything. Just noticing what's there. And then imagining that golden light travelling down into your heart area. Your chest. This is a space that can give us a lot of information about how we are, how we're doing. It might sometimes feel tight. It might feel open. And there is no right or wrong. You're just noticing, how's my heart today? Are there any pictures or colours, words, sensations? Maybe not, and that's okay. and then travelling down further, deeper into your gut area, your stomach. This is another place in our body that can give us a lot of information about how we're doing. Our body can be a really useful thing to help us to notice how we are. So again, just how is your stomach today? How's your gut? Is it telling you anything? Is it gurgling? Are there any words that come to mind or come to body? Or sensations, pictures, colours? And then imagining this golden light of the candle travelling through these three different areas, the gut, the heart and the head, and how they all are in relation to each other. How is everything working together today? Maybe just taking another deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Then noticing your different body parts, your fingers and your toes, arms and legs. And gradually opening your eyes back out to this flickering flame.
Thank you, everyone. So to prepare ourselves for this well-being session today, I thought we could begin with doing something called mirroring, which for the purposes of this video will just be me offering some moves for you to copy at home. If we were doing this in real time, then I might do some moves, and if we were in a group, someone else might do some moves, and you might do some moves, and we would copy you. This is just to help us get into our bodies, move a little bit, and also just get focused, keep getting focused on the here and now. So I'm just going to do some random moves, I suppose. I'm just going to trust whatever comes to me. And the invitation is for you to follow. So I'll probably do it mostly without words, but I might add a few in as we get along. Okay. Thank you. I'll leave it there for now. I could keep going, but I think that's enough just to give us a little taster and to get a little bit focused. So we'll move on to the next part now, which is going to be thinking about another section of the story of the Ugly Duckling. So thinking about the story of the Ugly Duckling and all that this character goes through, you'll probably agree with me that there are some really, really difficult moments in the story. He has to run away and he's all alone. And last week we talked about how lonely he might have been and how mean people were to him and how he might have coped with that. There's a part in the story during winter where there's a line in it in the story about it being too sad to talk about the difficulties he had to endure, too difficult to put words to it. And this got me thinking about how when we're going through a hard time or a strange time, which we really are at the moment, it can be really hard to find words to describe what we're feeling or what we're going through. Sometimes there just are no words, and that part of the story made me think of that. One of the reasons I like creative therapies and drama therapies is that we don't always have to use words. We can use different ways of exploring what's going on for us. And today I'm going to share with you just some practical techniques focusing on breathing that might be useful if you find yourself going through a time that's too difficult to put into words or too confusing to put into words. So that's going to be the next section of the video today. So we're going to have a little think about how we can use our breath to become more present in the moment. You might have heard the term mindfulness used, or being mindful. I've heard that term quite a lot, and sometimes I think, well, what does that actually mean? My understanding of it is just that we focus on the here and the now. Yeah, we focus on the here and the now, which is much easier said than done, I think, especially if we've got anxieties or worries. It can be really impossible if our mind is thinking about the worries about the future or the worries for the moment. So I just wanted to introduce some breathing techniques, which can just be practical ways of helping us to get in the here and now. Sometimes I find these really hard, but sometimes I also find them helpful, so I just thought I'd share them with you. And a good thing about engaging with our breath is that our body sends signals to our brain to calm it down, which in turn calms our nervous system down, which we can really need sometimes if we find ourselves going into overdrive or getting super worried or super anxious. So the first breathing technique I'm going to share is, I call it the Bloom breathing exercise technique, which is just, you take loads of deep breaths in as if you're a balloon and you're being blown up. And then when you can't get any bigger, you pretend you've been popped or the air's been let out of you, and you deflate like a balloon and you make the sound. I'm going to show you one way of doing this. I'm going to do it keeping sat on my chair, but if you're alone and you really want to go for it, you can let yourself run around the room as you deflate, which can feel quite good to do it a few times. So for example, I'm just going to demonstrate sat down. I might do that a few times, and like I said, you can use the whole space. Another technique is called the five finger technique, which is just following your hand, tracing your hand with your other finger, and you breathe in as you go up, so, and then out as you go down, tracing your fingers and thumbs. So for example, I'm going to breathe in now and out. And out, in, and out, in, and out, in, and out. You can do that a few times wherever you are, whenever your hand is available. And another one I'm going to share is a technique called 4-7-8, not a very memorable name. But this involves breathing in for 4, holding your breath for 7, and breathing out for 8. So that's counts or seconds. So as I count to 4, you'll take a breath in. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Out. 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven. And you can do that in your own time as well. So in for four, hold for eight, out for seven is another good little trick to do with the breath. And the last thing is on the downloadable worksheet today, there's a picture that you can follow with your finger breathing in and out just to help you trace your breath. And also there's an opportunity to just colour in that picture, which is kind of maybe a bit of a craze at the moment that you've noticed, this sort of more grown up colouring in, which might not appeal to you, but it might be worth giving it a go, because spending time mindfully colouring in, so just spending time focusing on that colouring in, can give an opportunity to really be in the moment, just be with what you're doing. And it's also been proven to calm down a part of the brain called the amygdala, and the amygdala is responsible for our fear response. So apparently spending some time colouring in can calm that bit of the brain down, which can only be a good thing. So it might be worth giving that a go as well. So I hope you find some of those offerings useful. Thank you, everybody. That brings us to the end of session three. I hope those exercises provide just something a little bit useful to try. I always think these things are worth giving a go, even if you think, oh, how will that won't help me, my thoughts are too fast. I just think it might be worth giving it a try, being open-minded to it, having a go and seeing what works for you and what doesn't. And in the next few videos that I'll do, I'll share some other techniques which also might work for you. So just take what you need, keep doing what you need to do in order to keep going and keeping as well as you possibly can. And I look forward to connecting with you next time. Take care, everybody.